time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. As you know, Pope Benedict XVI has stepped down as the world leader of the Catholic Church as of February the 28th. The news media used such words as quitting, retiring, and abdicating, among others. The media also likes to dramatize the fact that the Catholic Church is now without a leader, and this is the first time in 600 years that a pope has left his position before his death. As to the fact that the Church is now without a leader, over the past 2,000 years, there have been 266 popes, including Pope Benedict. There is always a period between popes where no one sits in the official position, and the times during the past 2,000 years that a reigning pope has been incapacitated for one reason or another, thus leaving the Church rudderless, yet the Church goes on. During the period between popes, the Cardinal Chamberlain is in charge. Currently, that would be Vatican Secretary of State Tarcisio Bertone. Working with three cardinal assistants who are chosen at random and replaced every 3 days. Regarding the fact that this is the first time in 600 years that a pope has left office before his death, I commend Pope Benedict XVI for his good judgment. As a person ages, we all know this, both physical and mental health diminishes faster in some cases and slower in others. The weakness of any lifetime appointment, whether it be the pope, a ruler of a country, or a Supreme Court judge, is the aging of the individual and the disabling that eventually takes place. I think that anyone in a position of power should be aware of their limitations and act accordingly. Any aging ruler that lies near death while still in office is not capable of providing anything positive relating to his or her station. I believe that the Pope has weighed his mental and physical abilities against today's challenges of the world and sees the need for a younger, dynamic person to take charge. The first Pope to leave office while still alive in 600 years has forced the Vatican to quickly establish new procedures. Pope Benedict cannot return to being a cardinal. Cardinal is not a job, but an honor bestowed upon a bishop or archbishop, which remains his former job. He will be the first pope to be honored as Pope Emeritus. He will no longer wear the red shoes of the fisherman. The gold ring of the fisherman made personally for every pope will be smashed with a silver hammer to keep it from being used to forge documents. His personal seal will be broken for the same reason. One last thing. The pope flew to the summer residence by helicopter. He was not at the controls this time, although he does have a pilot's license and he does fly choppers. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.